Bible tonight, if we'll, let's go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 14. But then started a couple of Wednesday nights ago talking about being wise, how great a need we have in our day for wisdom. Just as wise we can be. The Lord told his disciples to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves, and it's important we learn to have that wisdom, all right? We have that wisdom, and somebody said, well, just going to study the book of Proverbs. No. But the book of Proverbs has a lot of wisdom in it. So, but we're going to pull from it and other places in the Scripture. And we'll be in a lot of places in the Bible tonight. So if you have your Bible, keep it handy and keep it open. And we'll be using it along the way, all right? Proverbs chapter 14, if you will. And look at verse 14. The Bible said, the backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways. And a good man shall be satisfied from himself. Notice, the backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways. This is the only time in the Bible we find the word backslider or backsliding. It's actually the only time the word backslider appears in your King James Bible. The word backsliding, I think, if I remember right, appears 12 times. And but this is the only time it's applied directly to an individual. And that it's an individual application. All the other times, it's talking about the nation of Israel, the nation itself being backslidden, getting away from God. And so tonight I want to talk to you about, be wise about backsliding, okay? Be wise about backsliding. Now, when a Christian backslides, it doesn't mean necessarily they forsake God, okay? That mean they forsake God. When Elijah got backslid, he didn't forsake God. But what he did is he forsook a spiritual battlefield. He left the battlefield, all right? And we talk about Jonah. Jonah not so much forsook God, he just forsook the call to preach to Nineveh, all right? It wasn't that he said, well, I'm done with God, but just get away from me. And in order for you or me to backslide, doesn't mean you have to turn your back on God. Doesn't mean you have to do that. Now, obviously, I guess extreme cases people do it, but that's not necessarily necessary at all right? It's more prevalent, unfortunately, this thing backsliding is more prevalent than many people care to admit. We have a song in our songbook that contains these words, prone to wonder, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. And the sad fact is that's mighty true. We're prone to do that. And I saw it written, unfortunately, we save people never completely get over Adam until we hit either the clods or the clouds, all right? We just don't get over that old man Adam. We have to deal with him, all right? And that's why tonight I want to preach to you and talk to you about being wise about backsliding, all right? We need to have that wisdom about the thing called backsliding. You understand, hey, it can happen to anybody. Anybody, all right? Anybody at all. Now, there's some causes. So why do people backslide? Well, there's some biblical causes. And by the way, I'm not going to try, not going to see if we get through tonight. I don't want you to think, well, man, that is all the causes. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to look at some biblical ones. And you don't have to have every cause to be evident for you to backslide, all right? Truth of the matter is, one of these can do you in. And it just that one that can happen to us, all right? You say, well, what happens? Well, we write right here in our text verse, the backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways, all right? That's one of the causes. The backslider gets filled with his own ways. The backslider, truthfully, gets tied in on me. It's when you get focused on you. And you get filled with your own ways. And everything that's going on is your ways and has nothing to do with God's ways. You're not too cognizant about what God wants, but it's more about your ways and what your will is and what your desire is. It's not about the Lord at all, okay? So the backslider gets pulled away when he gets that concentration on himself, all right? You say, well, how does that happen? Well, it happens a lot of different ways, okay? And we're going to talk about some of them. Go back to Proverbs chapter 4, all right? Proverbs chapter 4. The backslider, he backslides oftentimes because of what we find in verse 14, Proverbs 4 and verse 14. The Bible says, enter not, all right, enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away. I would say it to you this way. Oftentimes we get backslid because we start running with the wrong crowd. We just start running with the wrong crowd, all right? We like people. I like people. But there's some people I know I don't need to run with. Now, it doesn't mean I'm not friendly with them, but it means we're not best friends. It means we don't spend a lot of time together, okay? Because, man, you talk about getting yourself messed up spiritually. You start running with that wrong crowd, it can happen in a heartbeat. You just find yourself totally consumed with what they're doing. You get pulled away. I've said many times it's easier to pull somebody down than it is to pull somebody up. Just so much easier to pull somebody down. I remember when we were kids, and I never would have believed it, I don't guess, if I hadn't done it, but we'd have a rope, and we'd have a rope, and somebody would sit in a loop in that rope, and two guys tried to haul him up, and really we had a hard time getting him hauled up. But the one that was sitting in the rope could haul himself up easier than the two guys could haul him up. And not because of the fatness of the guy sitting in the loop, all right? Had nothing to do with size of him, all right? There is just something about it. It is so easy for us to get pulled down. Easy. You can talk about gravity. Maybe there's spiritual gravity, all right? And the truth is water runs downhill. It's easier for us to go down than it is to go up. Usually going down doesn't take much energy, but going up does, all right? And so what happens? Well, we start running with the wrong crowd. When you get running with the wrong crowd, you begin to get the interest of that wrong crowd, and you begin to think, well, hey, there's the place to be. There's the folks to be with, all right? And we've got to be careful. Hey, when you start running with the wrong crowd, look, Proverbs chapter 29. Proverbs chapter 29. Turn over there if you would. Proverbs chapter 29. Here's what often happens when you run with the wrong crowd. Proverbs 29, look if you will, down in verse 25. Notice what the Bible said, the fear of man bringeth a snare. The fear of man bringeth a snare. You say, what are you getting at, preacher? Here it is, all right? You start running with the wrong crowd. You start enjoying being with them, and before long, if you're not careful, you're afraid of what they think or what they're going to say. And you're worried about, well, how are they going to accept this thing? Hey, there's a ton of Christians that have kept their mouths shut when they should have witnessed because they were afraid of what my friends will think. What are they going to do? Hey, why? Because we start running with that wrong crowd. We begin to like them and we begin to worry about their opinion more than we do the opinion of God. Not so much what God thinks about, but what the man thinks about it. And boy, if you're not careful, you wind up backslid. You'll get away from God. It'll do it. The third thing I want you to see, one of backsliding has a cause, is it happens when people begin to inspect temptation. Now, let me say that one more time. People begin to inspect temptation. Now, what does the Bible say we're to do when we're tempted? Well, the Bible said, 2 Timothy or 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 2 says flee, or actually 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 2:22 says flee youthful lust. We're to flee. Remember what happened when Joseph was tempted? He took off. One of the smartest things we can do is leave. If temptation comes around, the smart thing to do is to leave, flee it, all right? But what happens is when you begin to get back, or you begin to get backslid, when you begin to inspect temptation, you say, what do you mean? Well, instead of turning from it or fleeing from it, the backslider says, well, let me just look this thing over. Well, I know what the preacher said, but I just want to take a look at it. Now, I'm not interested in getting involved in it. I just want to take a look at it. I'm just going to inspect it, okay? Now, we wouldn't use that word, We'd never say, well, I just want to inspect sin just a little bit. No, we wouldn't use that word, but that's what happens to us. And when you begin to do that, all right, just to look it over, you know, just so I can identify it easier when I see it. Oh, sure. Oh, sure. No, we begin to inspect that temptation. I just want to see what there is to it, you know. That's how, man, multitudes of people have died from dope because they just want to see what it was like. They're just inspecting it. Just inspecting it. Listen, I'll tell you, when it comes to sin, when it comes to temptation, the thing to do is not go take a closer look. The thing to do is get away from it. Get away from it. If I just be honest with you, you know, I see people, videos. I've been to Yellowstone National Park at least a half dozen times. Everywhere you go in Yellowstone, they tell you these are wild animals. I mean, there's signs everywhere. And they tell you stay away from them. They, you know, don't feed them. Just stay away from them. Keep your distance. But it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. People are just, okay, I'm not going to use a word, all right? But they've got problems, all right? And they just look and they think, well, no, I just want to get a little bit closer. I just want a little bit better picture. I just want a little close up. Well, some of them get killed. They get real close. They find out, you know, those animals were wild. They weren't kidding. Seen a picture of a bison, buffalo took one and threw this guy up in the air. And I just wondered when he was flying in there if he thought, hey, you know, they weren't kidding. You know. And they warn you. But we think, let's get a little bit closer. A little bit closer. There's problems in Yellowstone with people falling in the hot springs. But they warn you, they warn you, they warn you. I've got a book at home. It's about this thick, and it's the title of it is Over the Edge, and the subtitle is Death in Grand Canyon. It is amazing how many people die because of their own lack of sense. I won't say stupidity. People don't like that, all right? But their own lack of sense, okay? Their own lack of sense, they do things. Why? Let's just get a little bit closer to the edge. I just want to see. I just want to see this. I want to see that. Hey, boy, I tell you what, that's our problem when it comes to sin and temptation. Too many of God's people decide, well, I just want to get a little closer look. Hey, when you do that, you're in danger of backsliding. You'd be in danger of that backsliding. Hey, take your Bible, Philippians chapter 1, would you? Way over in the New Testament. Philippians chapter 1, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians chapter 1, and the Scofield Bible's on page 1258, do you any good, all right? Philippians chapter 1, verse 27, the Bible says this, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast. Now he's talking to a group of people. That ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Now that striving together is working together. But what oftentimes happens and causes God's people to backslide is there's conflict with other people, especially Christians. There's a conflict that arises. There is a disagreement that comes up. And we're not striving together, we're striving with each other, all right? And I mean, maybe sometimes hard words are said, okay? And man, that oftentimes causes people to get out of church, causes people to backslide, they get mad, and it's not always with the preacher. Oftentimes other church members, and you've got that strife going. And once you get that strife going, boy, bitterness can build up in an individual. What winds up happening? Well, that one winds up backslid. Backslid. Why? Because there's a cause. It happens because something causes it. Ephesians chapter 4, you're there in Philippians, right in front of Ephesians chapter is right in front of Philippians is the book of Ephesians. Look in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. Ephesians 4, verse 14. Notice the Bible said that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Hey, notice, the Bible says we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, all right? The book of 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2 says, you know, that we're to desire the sincere milk of the word that we may grow thereby, all right? Now, hang on to those thoughts and go with me to Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8, all right? You said, man, where are we going? Well, I told you we were going to use the Bible, so here we are. Luke chapter 8, look if we go in verse 13. Luke verse 8, verse chapter 8, verse 13. The Bible says, they on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. You said, okay, preacher, what are we talking about? What causes backsliding? Shallow living. Shallow living. When God's people, when Christian people have a very shallow brand of Christianity. I mean, it just doesn't really take root. It doesn't really grow. It's just there, but it's very thin, just right on the top. Not much there, all right? Not much to it. Not much depth. And we're just right there living on the top and with very little there to go on. Hey, when you live that shallow type living, it's easy to backslide. It's easy to backslide. That's why oftentimes when people have tragedies, there are some people, Brother Lance, he was talking about this family, these folks in Arkansas, and how this man had been saved and his life was better and things were helped because he had gotten saved. But sometimes it's interesting, you got Christians that have been saved for years, but they've never gotten grown very much, and they have some kind of tragedy. They have some kind of problem. And boy, all of a sudden, those people, man, they're out of church. They're bitter against God. Why? Had no depth. Had no depth. That old tree out there standing alone in the yard that's got some roots put down deep can take a strong gust of wind. I'll never forget, my brother and I years ago were with my dad. We were out at Newark. And we were in somebody, I think we were picking peas. My dad could always find a pea patch, seemed like, and so we'd pick peas. And we were out there one day, and man, this little squall, little storm came up and started raining. And we got under sort of a breezeway at this house that was there, and we were watching. Man, this great gust of wind came along. There was a big, huge tree standing there, and that thing swayed, and you could see the ground swell by that tree. But it didn't blow over. Didn't blow over. Why? Had some roots. Hey, listen, it's easier to backslide if you live a shallow Christian life. Easy to backslide. So what causes backsliding? He gets filled with his own ways. He runs with the wrong crowd. He begins to inspect temptation. He maybe gets in a conflict with other believers. Very shallow living. But there's another thing I think that often happens to people. Go to Daniel chapter 1, Old Testament. Daniel chapter 1, after the book of Ezekiel is the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 1, I want you to look at one verse. Now, we read this verse, you're going to say, man, I've heard this verse hundreds of times, heard it preached from numerous times. I know, but it's a good verse, got a lot of truth in it, all right? Got a lot of application. So I want you to look and see, all right? Daniel chapter 1, would you look in verse 8? Verse 8, the Bible said, but Daniel, what's that next word? But Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat. Daniel purposed in his heart. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, be ye therefore steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. what happens. Remember what Paul said over in Philippians chapter 3? Where he made that statement, he said, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. He said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He said, preacher, what are you getting at? I think a lot of Christians fail and backslide. Why? Because they lose their purpose. They lose their sense of purpose. When you lose that sense of purpose in your life, in your Christian life, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. I've seen people, older folks most of the time, lose their sense of purpose for living, and guess what? They died. They died. Why? Well, they had no purpose in living. They said, I don't have any reason to live. I have no reason to live. Listen, if you lose your sense of purpose in Christ and serving the Lord, it won't be long before you will backslide. You need a purpose. You need a constant sense of that purpose. Hey, we serve the Lord Christ, all right? That's why we're here. So why are we here on Wednesday night? Well, because we don't have anything else to do. Everybody here, your cable didn't get cut off. Your TV connection, video stuff, it didn't get all shut off. You're not here for that. You're here because you have a sense of purpose in serving the Lord. We serve the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a purpose. We have that sense of purpose. That's why we're here, all right? When you lose that, man, you're right on the verge of backsliding, and if you don't get it taken care of, you will backslide, okay? You can count on it. It will happen. You've got to have that sense of purpose if you're going to live for the Lord. We talk about Christians. I think the Apostle Paul, who would say, well, man, he was an average Christian at best. Well, if he was, man, we're all in trouble, all right? Great Christian. But I want you to look, if you will, in 1 Corinthians. Would you look over there in 1 Corinthians chapter 9? I want you to notice what the Apostle Paul said, okay? What the Apostle Paul said. In a way, what he's saying is, I want to be careful I don't lose that sense of purpose. I don't want to lose that. He talked about in verse 25, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, every man that striveth for the mastery is tempered in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But notice, but I keep under my body to bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Paul said, I don't want to wind up a castaway because I've lost my sense of purpose in serving the Lord. Hey, that has to be, that focus has to be there. Look, if you're a normal human being, and most of us are normal, at least in some areas, all right? Most of us are relatively normal. If you're that way, all right, you're going to go through some spells. Your life is not going to be a continual just. There's going to be a few dips along the way. You're going to have some low times. You're going to wake up some days. I told my wife the other day, I said, I don't feel like doing anything. I said, if I didn't have anything to do today, I'd just sit. I said, I think I could sit in my recliner with the lights off and just sit there. She said, man, it sounds like you're depressed. No, I just don't want to do anything. I just have no, but now I tell you what, if that started happening day after day after day, I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble. And we lose that sense of purpose. Backsliding has a cause. Second thing I want you to see, backsliding has consequences. There's always consequences. There will always be consequences. Psalm chapter 51, probably one of the most well-known psalms, one of the ones that's quoted so often, but it fits so well. Psalm 51, all right? Psalm 51, if you will. Look at verse 12. Here's David, the psalmist, and he says this, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. One of the first consequences of backsliding is you lose the joy that you ought to have as a child of God. You lose that joy, all right? Now, there are no happy backsliders. There are no happy backsliders. Now, I didn't say they might have a little fun at times, but no lasting joy. You know, when you say a person's a happy person, that doesn't mean one time you've seen them smile. You with me? You see somebody and you say, boy, that's a happy person. Because it seemed like every time you see him smiling. Old brother Dunbar's little boy, Duncan, the little one, man, he seemed to be just a happy little booger. You talk to him, man, he'll grin at you, you know, and just seemed to be a happy person. We don't say that because, well, he smiled once. I saw him. Well, it's all the time you see it, all right? Hey, the truth of the matter is that ought to be our outlook as a child of God. There ought to be some joy in us. And the reason we don't have that joy, why? Well, we get backslid. We get away from God. We lose the joy that we ought to have. Second thing I want you to see, when you backslide, your priorities shift. Your priorities shift in life. Jesus Christ no longer has the preeminence in your life that Colossians 1:18 says he ought to have. He doesn't have it, all right? Things have shifted, and the things of the world get ahead of the things of God. It's just more important, all right? Well, it's Sunday. Well, we're going to go shopping today. Yeah, because the other 6 days of the week, the stores are not open. No, it's just our priorities. It's just where we put the priorities. I've been... priorities shift, and that husband or that wife doesn't have the priority they should in your life. Don't have that. Yesterday's Valentine's Day. That's my favorite day to say there's more lies told that one day of the year than any other one day. People say, man, I love you, and they got the chocolate and all that stuff. I say this, if you only do that one day a year, just forget it, all right? You might as well leave it out then too, all right? Good grief of living. That's not going to get the job done. And I've always felt like this, my philosophy, if it's expected, you know, we just do it. Well, does it have any real meaning? No, it's just expected. It's just expected, so I have to do it because they expect it. Okay, well, it doesn't have any meaning. You can buy a 10-pound box of chocolates, and then the person you give it to say, what, are you trying to make me fat? Hey, listen, priority shift. Be careful. You backslide, priority shift. I'll tell you, third thing that happens when you backslide, you begin to cover sin instead of confessing sin. You begin to cover it. Look in Psalms 32. Psalm 32. Psalm 32, look at verse 5. Psalmist said, I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgivest the iniquity of my sin, Selah. Hey, when you backslide, you quit confessing sin, and you begin to cover it. You hide it. You hide it. We begin to make excuses for it, all right? We begin to make excuses for our sin. The Bible said, whoso confesseth his sin and forsaketh it shall have mercy. Well, when you backslide, you quit confessing, you begin to cover it, you begin to hide it, you begin to make excuses, even begin to justify it. Remember I told you the word backsliding is only found 12 times in your Bible? By the way, all the times in the Old Testament. In the Old Testament. And one of the things it said about backsliding Israel, they tried to justify it. Justify it. Hey, when you backslide, you try to justify it. Well, I might, should not, but. No, look, why don't we just say, I shouldn't have. I shouldn't have. But we justify it, all right? That's one of the consequences. I'll tell you this, another consequence, you can't enjoy fellowship with believers or with the Lord. You just can't. You no longer enjoy being around those folks. You no longer have a desire to be in the presence of the Lord. You're not comfortable anymore around God's people. You just don't enjoy that fellowship. Why? Well, you're backslidden. That's what's wrong. All right? Look in Proverbs 28, would you? Proverbs 28. By the way, I'm trying to hurry, okay? Proverbs 28. Look, if you will, verse 10. Proverbs 28, verse 10. First part of this verse. Whoso causeth the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit. When you backslide, you'll be snared or trapped by your own sin. Look in the first verse of chapter 29 of Proverbs. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Why? You backslide long enough, far enough, and to get warned over and over, the Bible said if you don't do something about it, God will have to kill you. God will have to kill you. Hey, there's consequences. Consequences. But wait a minute. I want to say this. Don't want to stop here. Backsliding can be conquered. Number one, you need to recognize the condition. You need to realize, you need to make it, I got the problem. I got the problem. Until you get there, you'll never take care of it. Second thing you need to do is repent. Proverbs 28:13. Confess and forsake. Repent, all right? Just repent of it. Hey, I'm going to make it right. I'm going to do it, all right? Go to Proverbs chapter 19. If you want to be successful in conquering backsliding, look at verse 27. Proverbs 19:27, cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. Quit listening to bad advice. When I say bad advice, I'm not talking about how to invest your money. I'm talking about quit listening to sinful advice. That crowd that would give you the advice, hey, don't worry about it, it's okay. You know, the kind on the adult level that you faced on the kid level when you had a kid tell you, what your mom and dad don't know won't hurt you. That's bad advice. Well, there's that on the adult level that works the same way. Your wife will never find out. Your husband will never find out. That's never going to be made known. Hey, that's bad advice. Hey, just go ahead. It won't hurt once in a while. Won't hurt. I love it when people say, well, preacher, I don't think it hurts to miss church once in a while. Well, it don't help. Just throw that out there, all right? Quit listening to and following the advice or the counsel of those that are living in disobedience to God. Quit that. Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. If you're going to conquer backsliding, look in verse 23. Proverbs 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Then verse 25, let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. He said, what are you saying? I mean, you need to rule your passions and your desires. Remember I said one of the causes of backsliding is we begin to inspect temptation? Well, this verse is talking about don't look. You keep your eyes focused where they ought to be. Keep your mind, your heart there, okay? Keep your heart right. Out of it are the issues of life. And keep your eyes focused where they ought to be. Hey, rule those passions. Rule those desires. How many times you heard somebody say, I couldn't help myself? You're the only one can. You're the only one can help yourself. Nobody else can do it. You've got to do it. Then rely on God's word. Hey, trust what he says. Trust what he says. Go to Proverbs 24. Proverbs 24 and verse 16. Here we are. For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. Hey, I don't care what time or how many times, resolve to get back on your feet spiritually. Resolve to get back where you ought to be. Just make up your mind to do it. I've said it numerous times. We do what we really want to do. Every one of us, we do what we really want to do. We figure a way to do it. If we really want to do something, we do it. Now, it doesn't matter what it is. I told you about I like to fish, hadn't been fishing in years. But if I decide I really want, I'll figure out a way to go. There's a little creek runs by my house. I'll wait till there's some water. No, I mean, I'll figure out a way to do it. We do what we really want to do. You resolve to get back on your spiritual feet. Well, preacher, I've tried, and every time I get up, same I get knocked down, we'll just get up again. Just get up again. Can I say it? You don't have to backslide. If you do, there's a reason. There's a cause. More importantly, you need to remember there's consequences. Can't backslide. And by the way, can I point out to you, oftentimes the consequences go more than just you. Well, multitudes of people have backslid and it's cost them their family. Kids have gone off. But I'm going to say this to you, backsliding can be conquered. But it means you've got to take some steps. Now, preaching to you tonight, you say, preacher, you think we're backslid? I don't know, but you know. You know. Backsliding in its early stages can definitely be hidden from everybody else. It can be, you know. Hey, we're going to pray. We're going to have invitation time. You need to come to the altar. The altar's open. Use it tonight, would you? Heavenly Father, pray, Lord, you'd help us tonight as we come to the invitation time. You'd help us look at ourselves, look at our life. And, Lord, be honest with ourselves about what we do and how we live. And, Lord, would you just help us to see, to be honest about this matter of backsliding. Lord, maybe we haven't just gone all the way, but we're right on the edge. Lord, would you help us do something about it? Just help us to take the steps we need to take. Lord, help us to use the invitation time tonight in Jesus' name.